Miguel, how are you doing?
I just actually greeted my new boss. Today's his first day.
What's his name?
Johnny Sunglasses.
Johnny Cage.
Oh.
It's like John E. Cage. And I didn't know he was here.
How 80s.
I didn't know he was here. Was taken.
Oh, gosh.
So now, he's not my boss, so I can talk crap about him.
No, he's not.
He's my boss, so I love him very much.
I'm not saying I won't love him. I never met him, but anyway. John E. Cage.
Yeah.
Miguel,
yep.
Are you excited about being able to do this? Who's texting you right now?
We're trying to get the thing up with my mom on Bone TV, the Skype.
To make it worse?
Yeah, to make it worse.
Give me an idea what your weekend was like. First of all, you have somebody that you've been dating.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And what did that guy say about this?
He's down. He's like, he thinks it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, this will be great. So he's totally fine with it.
He is similar to the, if you watch Modern Family, you guys are similar to that couple. Are you?
Cam and Mitchell. One's Cam and which one's Mitchell?
I think it's pretty obvious.
I don't know, though, because Cam is a little more flamboyant than Mitchell is. Cam is the bigger guy.
Yeah. Oh, Miguel's plenty flamboyant.
Okay.
But Mitchell just seems like he runs the show.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
It's
right?
Like I'm way more emotional, but he's way more logical about things.
Yeah, and I could also just see him like, all right, when you guys make sweet love to each other, is it a you go and then I go kind of thing, a mutual thing? Like, how does that work out?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's. I always say it's. If we were to film it, it would be really funny to watch.
We could do it on Bone TV.
That's okay.
There you go.
Why would it be funny? Because
Obviously, I'm like 5'9", 200 and pounds, and he's 5'4", 130 pounds. So.
It's so funny how if your voice was deeper, I'd be scared of you. Right. You're a pretty big guy. You're pretty solid.
Well, that's
but then you're like, hello.
Well, Holly and I always say that, you know, that was my problem in dating, is that on Tinder, I would have these pictures from like CrossFit. And so when you see those pictures, you're like, oh, this is going to be a big old black man's going to get me. And then you meet me.
He's
going to get me. You know, but then like you meet me and I'm like, I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
What's your hog like?
My who?
Your ween. You got a big ween on you?
I didn't know that was going to be a question.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking black eye, yes. I actually think you're, if I can, let me guess.
Okay.
Okay, I think your male member is symbolic of you. I bet it's average length and kind of puffy. Right? Am I right? Is that what it looks like?
I can, okay.
Like if it,
yeah,
like it was stung by a bee.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I don't think it's.
It has a little hair on top.
Yeah. I don't think it looks like a. It doesn't look like a hammer like Black Thor would carry.
No. It's not like. But yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate description.
Like an eclair.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway.
A Swiss cake roll.
Mm-hmm. So, there's your mom. Oh my God. Let's welcome your mom.
Hey, mom.
Hey, we're
hi,
just
mom.
Talking about Zween.
Hi. Oh, hold on. I got to make it louder. We are Skyping in Miguel's lovely mother from Atlanta. You can see her.
Miss Angela.
On Bone TV. Miss Angela, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
It's Monday morning. It's early.
Wait, are you like, is there a part of you that is like, this might be Miguel? There could be like a miracle here. Miguel, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, no, there's no chance.
Right? No.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah. Hey, as a parent, at what age did you know Miguel was gay?
I think I knew it early, but I did not want to admit it, but yeah. I knew early.
Like,
probably
what was the
about eight?
What was the first sign? Like was he hanging posters of boys up in his room, or I don't know. Like when I was a kid, I used to like I liked Knight Rider and I liked the Dukes of Hazzard. Those are all dudes, you know. And then high school, I liked Bon Jovi. So you kind of think that if you're going by that, you wouldn't know. But like, what did Miguel like?
Miguel did not like to go outside. He did not like to do any sports. He was putting on my high heels.
Oh, man.
Asking me to wear certain dresses that he just loved to see me in. But I think he actually probably put them on when I left home.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, man. You, I can't. Like, I love my son no matter what his choices are, but if I come home and he's wearing my wife's heels, that's going to be a little shock to the system.
I totally forgot about those stories.
You've done it so much since then. it doesn't even come up anymore. Now, have you met this new twink that he's dating?
No, I have not met David yet. I'm anxious to meet him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. They look a little weird together.
Wait a minute. Come on now.
Yeah, no, it's just like...
I think they make a nice couple.
Yeah, they make a nice couple. It's just, it's odd. It's like salt and pepper shakers. It's just half full salt shaker and an overstuffed pepper shaker. Anyway, like, how long have you been with this guy?
We started talking right after Thanksgiving.
So it's pretty new.
We're not like official. We're like exclusive, but we're just taking time.
Wait, what's the difference between official and exclusive?
I think it's like between Facebook official and not. I mean, we're just like making sure, because in the past I've been known to just like hop into stuff.
Yeah.
And so we're
literally.
So we're like, let's just take our time and like, let's not get too crazy about it. You know, you have all the time in the world. So.
Okay. So now today. Do you feel sad about losing your star today?
Not necessarily. I mean, because it's not something that comes up in conversation. I think I'm just, there's two things I'm really concerned about.
Okay.
About the act of like physically being around that space of a woman.
Right.
And then two, I don't want to be too crazy and hurt Carmen's feelings. Like,
oh,
I
think you say and hurt Carmen. I was like, are you kidding me? Bill Cosby couldn't hurt that thing. Yeah.
I just imagine, and I don't know whether you've thought about this or not, if things don't work out with David and you're back out on the dating scene there and stuff, is you're going to have to explain why you're no longer a gold star guy.
Yeah. Do we bring the rope?
No, I don't.
To tie around Miguel's waist so he doesn't, we don't lose him? I'm just joking. All right, Mom, are you ready for this? Can you watch this? Are you seeing this live?
Yeah.
She covered her eyes.
Don't worry, Miguel's gonna keep his clothes on.
By the way, people, if they haven't done it yet, the Bone app, you can see this, theboneonline.com, you can see this. So
yeah, I'm also periscoping it right now, trying to bring all angles to you. Can we move those Lysol wipes or Clorox wipes there? Although, yeah, save them for afterwards.
Oh my god.
Now Carmen, how are you feeling at this point? It's a moment of the time of doom here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of excited to see Miguel's reaction since this will be, you know.
Now,
the
Miguel,
first.
You got to be honest. Like I was explaining, when I was a kid, my mom took me to this children's museum one time where they blindfolded us and they made us touch all weird stuff like spaghetti and grapes, and you have no idea what you're touching. This is going to be like what it's like for you.
Right.
Yeah. And if you want to see it, maybe Carmen will show it to you.
No, like, you know, I'm fine with that.
Oh, my. You have no interest in it.
No, not at all. You didn't even
call Holly and be like, Holly, let me just see yours real quick just so I know.
You know what I'm doing.
I know, yeah.
No, I mean, like I said, Holly and I lived together for 5 years. And like,
never came a knocking?
No, I thought I saw it one time when she was walking up the stairs in one house and like apartment we lived in and like the towel kind of flapped aside.
Yeah.
But it was just darkness.
Well, maybe that was it. We don't know what Holly's been doing.
Could have been eating the towel. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Now, Carmen, are you going to just stand over there? Are you going to sit down? Or how are we going to do this?
I figured I would just stand.
Okay.
Because I wore a dress today specifically for this.
And then Miguel will put his hand under.
This way
you can still be blocked.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Miguel, you're familiar with the other end, so don't go too far. You got to kind of have to judge. You know what I'm saying? When you and David are doing it, who's doing who to who?
Like you said earlier, we switch off.
So you'll be on all fours and little David will be climbing up behind you. And then at what point does a bell ring and you switch or what?
No, I mean, you usually like one session is like one person does that.
Oh, okay, tomorrow. Session. Mom, why are you covering your ears? You don't want to know this?
I totally forgot she was there. She's here.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to hear that.
I'm so comfortable that Miguel doesn't realize he's talking about gay sex in front of his mother. So, but what about now is that how often do you guys do that?
I mean, we're still relatively new together, and, like, we don't live, like, because he lives about an hour away from me.
Right.
So usually whenever we get together, well, he lives, like, up by USF. Oh,
this is never going to last.
Why?
Because one of you going to get all horned up, and the other one's too far away, and he's going to make a quick booty call, quick Tinder. Yeah, Tinder, come over and touch my stuff, and then leave. I'm telling you.
No, 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 no.
He looks like the slutty one. He does.
Wait, why wouldn't I look like the slutty one?
You, because you're going to cry if you find out.
That's true. I would totally cry.
Yeah. All right, Carmen, go over there next to Miguel. Let's just warm it up. Let's get him.
I got 4 minutes before we have to go.
Four? You can't rush this.
I have.
You want to take a break and come back and do it?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
and
do that.
I am all right.
Well, hey, Mike, you want to gather everybody around the computer?
No.
Why? This would be great. Look, I'm so proud of my son. Look what he's doing in Tampa. He's doing great on the morning show. Considerably behind us in the ratings, but still doing very well. But okay, all right, let's just get you and Carmen comfortable with each other.
Okay,
how does it? Would you want to? You want to hug first?
Well, yeah, I want to hug Carmen.
I have some music. I don't know. I have a couple choices.
Well, they're not gonna do it yet.
Okay, so I don't know whether you want to.
R. Kelly,
Mom, no.
Mom, get some ignition going.
We're not trying to make it sexual.
No. Miguel, your mom's just hoping in the back of her head. She's like, maybe, sweet Lord, baby Jesus, please. All those years you made me catch him wearing my panties and high heels. Yeah, I got you, Mom.
Oh,
all right, now look at Carmen like a straight man would.
Okay,
like you're a hungry guy wanting to eat a turkey. You can't giggle when you look at it. It's not going to do anything.
Hold on, let me.
Why don't we start in this session before we go to break? Why don't you start up top?
We didn't agree to that. That was not a part of the agreement.
You have already done that.
But that was not a part of the agreement. I will touch her beautiful blonde hair.
You will not tune in Tokyo?
No.
Why are you offended by Carmen's breasts? They're lovely.
No, they're very lovely. I don't want to touch that. We agreed to one thing.
Oh, Dave, you are whipped. Did your boyfriend tell you weren't allowed to?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that.
Why'd your voice go so high?
No, higher
than normal.
No, I'm just saying because that makes me nervous. I mentally prepared to go downstairs. I wasn't mentally prepared for the full thing.
Oh, well, let's do the full thing.
No,
come on,
no.
You could do it. Why you? Are you saying you're so repulsed by Carmen that you would not do it?
Absolutely not.
Carmen, don't cry. It's okay. You look adorable. Any of us guys would do it.
Yeah,
we would. Well, just on the outside, just like a brushing.
How about this? Here, well, we will bump chest together. There we go. Yeah.
Now, does that do anything for you?
Let's see, mine are probably bigger than yours.
Ma, tell Miguel it's okay if he wants to tune in Tokyo on Carmen.
Wait, don't I get?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Okay.
You realize how long your mother's waited for this moment?
I don't know if she's been waiting for
she
it.
She has, but in the back of her mind. This is for all you've done to all the images of
what it is.
All the images of you in a dress that you had to make your mother endure over the years. This is payback for her. Oh, do it for your mother.
I will do the upper like here.
Yeah, that's fine.
There we go.
See, nothing about that makes you want to do more?
No, not at all.
Really?
To me, it feels like I'm giving a breast exam.
Right, because you're not being sensual enough. Watch, Carmen, do
okay,
it.
Okay, we're not being.
Watch the way Carmen does it.
Oh.
Like Charmin.
Oh, my God.
Check it like you're checking the toilet paper to make sure it's soft enough.
No, I can't. That's okay.
Carmen, you're going to make my periscope explode if you keep doing that. You are willing to go under the dress and feel the privates for the first time.
Yes, we will absolutely do that.
An experiment that has been going viral on the internet with lesbian women and male members.
Oh, dear.
We will flip it around, and Miguel will go under Carmen's dress when we come back from break. Mom, I hope you can stick around for this. I know you're at work. What kind of work do you do?
I'd rather not say.
Like, you're in a real job, like in an office.
Let's just say she works for the government in Georgia.
Well, very good. Bone TV is where it's at. We've got a live camera in the studio. We've got 8 other live digital cameras floating around the studio. We've got Miguel from Hot 101.5, and we've got Carmen from The Bone from this show.
Woo!
And we're also on, I got it on my Periscope. We're going to try and get you every angle as possible.
Miguel's mom is Skyping in right now.
Miguel's mom, are you still there, Miss Angela?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're getting underway now. I know you're at work. So here we go. So Miguel now, he kind of got the first base with Carmen before the break, and he's going to skip right to third right now.
Oh, dear. Isn't this like the finish? Like the.
Yeah, this isn't a home run. Oh. Your pants are still on.
Okay, and but, that's not after.
Yeah. Oh, are you offended by that?
No.
You're not?
I understand.
Okay.
I get that.
But at the same time, I'd be flattered if you were like, I don't know, you know, we're not doing it, but if you wanted to do it, I would be flattered by
it. Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I understand. Like, there are some people that you, like, want to see it, and there are some people you're like, you know what? I like you as a friend. I'm good. I don't need to see that.
Oh, so you're saying Carmen has been friend-zoned and...
Yes.
Go, Miguel, go around the room and point out whose you'd want to see.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in the room, from the girls, the guys, like, go to everybody. Point to each one and say, look, this is, I'd like to do this to them, or I'd like to just be friends with them.
I would definitely like to see Rush's.
Yeah.
I think that would be definitely.
Yeah, like I feel like that's a hammer over there.
Right.
I got you. It's like in relation to his body. It's the same. It's long and skinny.
That's been my experience. Sorry, Mom. Is that tall, lanky white guys?
Don't be sorry to Mom. She knows what she likes. Right, Mom? I know what you're saying.
I like tall, lanky guys.
Yeah. For the same reason.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think because Spanish has lost a lot of weight, and you know what they always say.
It looks much bigger now. Yeah,
yeah. Like, you know, it's bigger when it's that. Rob, because y'all talk about it so much.
You want to see it? Rob will show it to you right now.
I know, that's what I've heard.
Not in front of his mother.
Now, you said y'all talk about it so much. You mean Rob talks about it so much.
We don't often bring it up.
I mean, you know, actually, as a guy, like, as a gay guy, I would want to see everyone, like, because you're just curious, sort of like you want to see boobs. Like,
yeah, but, like, you know, you want to grab it like a truck horn.
Why don't we show him, and then he can tell us who has the prettiest one.
Oh. See, right away. There he goes. Right away.
Exactly. Oh, you're the one that wanted to ask him how.
I still want to know. What about Jared? Do you ever look over at Jared every morning and be like, man, I like to take that little lost soul and teach him a couple of things.
Make those eyebrows go up and down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he can't decide what he wants to be, a hipster or a rock star.
Well, he did get a new haircut, so I was like, hey, producer Jared, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
Cowboy boots are fly, man.
You got cowboy boots?
You got cowboy boots. Yeah,
you
were
so lost.
Yeah, what is going on? Element shirt, cowboy boots.
Looking California, feeling Minnesota over there. all right, what about Galvin?
Of course. I really got to know Galvin a lot during your Christmas party.
Yeah.
And so I feel like... Cause
you guys go off to the bathroom together?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I was like, how you doing? I was feeling a little tipsy.
Tall.
And and he had on, like, a nice sweater.
So when you were banging that little twink that you're dating, do you ever think of Galvin?
No, I don't.
No.
Thank you.
Now, what guy have you thought about in this building?
Actually, nobody. When it comes to that, like, I'm very, like, focused on the person.
Really?
Well, and the reason why I do that is because my biggest fear is always saying someone else's name in the process, and so I focus on the person I'm with.
So you're screaming this guy's name the whole time?
No, I'm not screaming, but just in case it comes out, I don't want to, like, be like, oh, Mike Alta. Like, yeah, just,
mm-hmm. That's probably not I know you already don't like fat guys, so I'm out of your dreams.
No, not at all.
Out of your dreams, out of your car. You don't have to butter me up. I already like you. You know, it's not like if you say you don't want to bang me, I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
No,
I get it.
No, literally, I think the only person I would want to bang in this room right now would be Rush.
Whoa, yeah.
Nice.
Me too.
Rush?
Yeah. Me too.
After it.
By the way, this for those of you people on Periscope, this is Rush. There you go. Whip it out, Rush. Let's just see what he got.
Don't be shy.
Rush, by the way, totally straight. Got a hot wife and two kids. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here is the time. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, what hand will you use?
I guess my right hand.
Yeah. Are you righty?
That's my dominant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, now, don't touch it like it's a hot coal. You know what I mean? No, yeah.
Although you may want to lick your fingers.
Oh, no. Before.
Now. Do it now. Don't do it
so
now.
So you don't burn yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's my question, because I've never...
Mom, you have any advice for Miguel before he goes in?
Okay, go for it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Fist of Fury.
Like, my underarms are sweating so
you
horribly.
You
want
to take your shirt
right
off?
Now.
Go ahead.
No,
you can take it off.
No.
If you're fighting a Russian guy or about to touch a woman for the first time, go for it is always
that's right.
Perfect advice.
Go for it.
So, do you, like, just... I don't know where it is.
Oh, my word. Okay, look at me. Look at me. I'll show you. It's here.
Okay.
And you're going to want to go underneath, kind of like...
That's too sick.
Whoa.
Okay, watch. So the best way to, like, go about it for especially the first time, you're cup
stand by.
It.
We all want to pay attention to this. Yeah.
Cup it, and then wherever you can do that.
Yeah.
Question.
Come to Daddy.
Yeah. Should Carmen guide him a little bit, help him out?
Well, let him try it first on his own.
Okay.
And then let's see.
there's only going to be one try. Like,
well,
it's
not you can't
be
don't screw it up. Don't you got to do it right?
I want to get all the instructions first. So
this isn't a NASA launch. Yeah, there's going to be more than one try.
Have Carmen guide his hand. That way, Garmin can grab his arm and show him where.
It's a great
to go.
Idea. I just said that about.
Well, let him try to get into place, and then we'll let Carmen. We'll let you see if you know where to go first.
Like, I've never. This is so awkward.
No, this is hot.
Gosh, no.
All right. Mom, are you? Mom, you ready?
Am I ready?
Yeah.
That's not the question.
Like, baby, I've been waiting for this for 20 years. All right, here we go. All right, Miguel, tell us, Miguel. Really, at what point are you there yet?
No.
Do you want to look at her eyes, or do you want to look at Rush?
No, I feel like
you
I
want
can't.
To look at Rush.
I'll look you in the eye, Mike.
Okay. Where? Let me know when you're there.
Okay. Okay.
You there?
No.
You're there. Oh!
What is, when,
Okay.
No, you can't back out. Yeah, you can't back out.
I don't
yet.
Think he was expecting that.
What, did you ever see one before? Are you going to throw up?
No!
Miguel, go like this. Look at me.
No!
Gonna do a little. You have to. Full experience. You have to. Mom, tell him to snip his fingers, Mom. He's got to.
God.
He's got to do the. Right? Mom, that's a gold star approval after it.
No.
Why?
No.
You feel dirty now?
Okay, no. I don't. It like, it feels weird.
Like a dead shark's mouth?
Oh, my God. Here's.
I'm sorry. Like a live shark's mouth.
Yeah.
There you
yeah,
go. Better. I wasn't trying to insult you. I'm just saying. It's something you never felt before.
It felt like a velvety pillow with an opening.
Oh, yeah. Velvety
That's
pillow.
What it felt
That's
like.
What you want to hear. Like where you'd put a ring on, like a ring bearer would
yes,
carry to
yes.
a thing. Okay.
It was weird because, let me make this friendly, FCC friendly.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting
You weren't expecting.
It to be so long, like where.
Oh, right. I gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting.
Because you're so used to this.
Yeah. That kind of freaked me out because I wasn't expecting that. I was like, oh, it's
you're
like,
used
oh!
to. You're used to a wing nut.
Yes. Where it's just like you gotta
right.
work, you know.
You're
that
used
just,
to a wing nut, not yes. an axe wound.
I'm sweating.
Totally yeah. different.
When he said long, Holly's face was like, it's not supposed to be long.
Yeah, I know. That's the wrong choice of words.
He didn't mean like droopy.
Yeah.
He didn't
no,
mean
no,
droopy.
No,
he meant like. He meant like compared to what he's used to.
My mom just said hi.
Mom, are you surprised that Miguel and Holly have never tried this before?
No, because they are the best of friends, and I know that would never happen with them.
I mean, I got girls that are best friends, and I'd jump at the chance. I'd jump at the chance with Carmen if she gave it to me.
I mean, but would you try that with Galvin? Like
that's
you two are
different.
Exactly.
No, it's not. I'm familiar
no,
with that.
And we're not different sexes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
See, but still, I feel like because of the gay thing, like it's completely.
If we were single and we had a lesbian friend, we'd be trying to bang her all the time.
All the time. Yeah. She's hot. Yeah, like Amanda.
Yeah, I tried to do it for a long time. Yeah. She just kept turning me down until finally I was like, well, we can't be friends now. So
you feel like you're accomplished now or you want to go back for another one?
No, I'm good. I will. It was just a lot.
It was longer. Softer and longer
yeah.
than you thought it would be.
It was because, you know, being with the guy, like you just get used to it's very. It's a guy. It's a man.
Right.
It's rough.
It's
you
not
know?
Soft. Oh, come on.
No,
that little
not.
Twink that you got, she's probably soft.
But I mean, they're still like, you know, men are hairy though, and so you have to shave. So it's not always.
Do you get in there and you shave your crevice?
No, I don't. No.
So what do? You leave it
I'm
hairy?
Too big for that. Yeah, no, I mean,
you don't have him do it.
I'm actually not very hairy, so
good for you,
yeah. Rob. Check it. See how hairy.
So let me see.
Not after breakfast this morning,
Miguel. What are you doing? Jesus. Miguel, have you touched anything with that hand yet?
No, it's still just like hanging out.
Smack Rob in the face with it.
Let me smell it.
Yeah. Let Rob smell it.
What?
No, I'm interested. I smelled her panties as soon as she gave them to me.
If Carmen's okay with it, I would like to.
As long as Carmen is okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Kind of the job.
Holly, get in line. You're next.
Listen, I've been talking to someone that I've had sexual relations with this morning, and they've made me feel very good about myself.
Who is that?
I'm okay.
Who is that?
Noel.
GT Kenny?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
Yeah, he instantly started texting me. He was like, you look really nice in that dress today. I was like, thank you.
By the way, Miguel is holding his hand like he's about to go do surgery. Yeah. He's like holding it down. Doesn't want to touch anything. Keep it sterile.
I need to go wash
rubbing on Rob's face.
Oh, yeah, let me
rubbing on Rob's face. Rubbing. Hold on, I gotta see this. Hold on.
Oh, very delightful. I don't know if it's his hand lotion or if it's her, but it smells delicious.
Does it smell like cocoa butter and sardines?
Not sardines.
All right, now I've got to go dissect this on my show for my audience.
Let Holly smell it real quick.
No.
What?
No.
Holly, come on.
Right, Holly.
Kit, can we give out our Twitter accounts after all this, please?
You can do anything you'd like.
All right. Follow me, Miguel Fuller, on Twitter. Holly.
Spell it, because you got weird. M-I-G-U-E-L.
Yeah. M-I-G-U-E-L-F-U-L-L-E-R. Holly is Radio Holly, and then producer Jared is Nervous Jared.
You are a great trooper. Mom, thank you very much for being a part of this and making it weird.
Don't follow me.
Miss Angela at twitter.com. Thank you. And Miguel, good job. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
What are you going to do? You're going to go, you want a Lysol wipe? We got hand sanitizer right there. You need something?
Yeah, I'll do some hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And
Carmen, are you offended?
Just,
oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just like even after
get
you
that hetero off of you.
After you touch yourself, you know.
Well, yeah. And I think it's nice for everyone else that uses the board at Hot 101. Pretty sure Phoebe, Chase, and Eakin all appreciate him using hand sanitizer.
It's kind of like whenever you're cooking fish, you may want to squeeze lemons on there. Yeah. And really wash.
Thank you, guys. Carmen, give it up for Carmen. Yeah. Yeah.
So whose turn is it next to touch it?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was the rule. We all go to do it.
Carmen, listen, I'm just going to sit here like this. If you want to do something, whatever, just I'm just sitting here.
Okay.
I'll take my pants off so we can be even.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's one day I'm just going to trip you up and you go, okay.
Deal.
That was fun. Good. See? All right. That's better than fake viral videos. We really got down to it.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Was it better or worse than you thought it was going to be?
It was better than I thought it was going to be, definitely.
Because he was afraid to get all touchy-feely with it.
Right, which I knew was going to be the case, but I still didn't know how he was going to approach it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So, I would have attacked.
Yeah, so he just, like, cupped it, like, held it in his hand. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I would have attacked it like a virus.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like these negative terms that you're using.
Oh, that wasn't negative. It was a good virus.
The Pacific.
I would have attacked it like they stormed the beach of Normandy.
Oh,
better?
My God.
For you?
Jen,
I would have
so
came
aggressive.
At it with weapons. Thank you, Carmen. You're a trooper.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.